Chapter 4. After the lads and their antics left the tent, a woman stepped through the opening. A soft evening breeze blew by, bringing her scent into the space, and Broderick's loins tightened at the familiar aroma of rose oil and her blood. He closed his eyes and inhaled deep, the smells thrusting him back into the dream he experienced upon awakening. Settling a curious but lusting gaze upon her, he crossed his arms over his chest and waited for her to advance, listening to what thoughts he could glean across the space. Even as she stood in the shadows, Broderick saw her eyes roam over his form, examining him, hints of desire floating on her rambling thoughts. She advanced into the light of the hanging oil lamp, allowing Broderick a more colourful view of her figure.
"It is her, Davina."
She had stepped right out of his dream, her full lips and luscious curves promising everything he experienced in his mind. He leaned forward with his elbows on the table, which creaked in protest to his weight.
"Do you wish to have your fortune told, lass, or shall we continue to eat each other with our eyes?"
She continued to stare at him with a creased brow, silent and hesitating. The corner of Broderick's mouth turned up in a roguish grin, and he rose to his feet. From here, the sound of her pattering heart fluttered against his ears like butterflies. She managed to swallow and find her voice.
"Do you not remember me?" she asked.
Broderick raised an eyebrow with interest.
"Aye, we danced together in our dreams, fair lady. Care to have a go at it again?"
he thought. His eyes travelled down her body before he answered.
"A face such as yours would be hard to forget."
Though her cheeks mottled red, and he caught whispers of embarrassment, she uprooted and sat before him.
"Does he not remember me?" she thought, "or is he pretending not to?"
Broderick straddled his chair and leaned forward, coming very close to her.
"Lend me your hand, lass,"
he whispered. Davina obeyed, her fingers trembling and cool in his hand. She gasped and tried to pull away with a reflexive jerk, and he sensed the heat of his skin startled her. He held tight, though, his gaze meeting her sapphire eyes.
"Relax, lass. Relax, lass."
The voice had a male essence and echoed out of her memories. Broderick closed his eyes, and his thumb rubbed slow circles in the centre of her palm while he concentrated on divining her thoughts. He could almost see himself through her eyes as she leaned in closer to peer at his face in the dim lighting, studying his features.
"Relax, lass. Your breath will return in a moment."
The masculine voice whispered from the dark recesses of her mind, a clouded and shadowed memory that, try as she might, would take no shape. Broderick sensed her struggling to recall the memory. Then he saw through Davina's eyes as she sat in the centre of a forest clearing, her vision blurred and a dull throbbing at the back of her head. A man crouched next to her, asking about her welfare, and when she focused her attention on his face, he came into view. Angus Campbell.